happens.
Now, a rare type of deep water whale became stranded on the beach off Red Bay on the North Antrim coast at the weekend. Sadly, the sei whale later died. Padraig Hooley from the Irish Whales and Dolphins Group joins us on the line. Padraig, good morning to you.
Good morning.
A rare visitor to our coastline, the sei whale?
Incredibly rare animal. Just to give you an idea, prior to the Larne incident in July 2006, there had been a sei whale stranding anywhere along the Irish coast in over 100 years. And that would be up against, you know, compared with other species which are stranding on a somewhat regular basis. In terms of sightings, there's been almost as few sightings, but only one confirmed series of sightings of one sei whale back 3 or 4 years ago, that spent a week travelling between the Mayo and the Galway coast. But we confirmed from images that was just one animal, that was repeatedly seen. So an incredibly rare visitor to any Irish waters.
So what do we know about this kind of whale?
When word of this whale came through, I was actually down on Cape Clear Island on the opposite part of the country in West Cork, and we were watching fin whales, which are significantly larger first cousin, if you like, of the sei whale. And we know lots about fin whales because we've been seeing them every year returning to the south coast. But the sei whale, we know absolutely nothing about the ecology or the biology of sei whales because, simply put, we just don't have any opportunities to see these animals except these extremely rare occasions, it seems, when one of them washes up and dies on our coastline. So the answers to many of the questions that people might like to know, I'm afraid there just are none. Their ecology is a complete mystery. Where they're born, what they feed on. It's absolutely fascinating that of the two stranding records we have, both have been within 30 kilometres of each other on the North Antrim coast.
Would our knowledge tell us, of other species, tell us that if a whale does beach, there's already something wrong with it?
Yeah, I mean, there's compelling evidence that healthy whales just don't end up live stranding on beaches. Let's not over-speculate. It is hoped that this week agencies will come together and that there will be, if not a full post-mortem, at least quite a thorough examination of this whale, which may give us an insight as to what was leading up to its live stranding.
OK, Padraig Hooley from the Irish Whales and Dolphins Group, thank you.